Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, so those of you who have come in late, in the congregation here, you can only drink water.
对我们那些可能刚刚错过我们的宣告的，我们再次告诉大家。
Try not to have tea and coffee here because they just clean the carpet.
对，请大家务必不要在大厅这边喝茶、喝咖啡、吃东西。
You can do what you like at the back.
对，如果任何吃喝呢，请在那个窗帘、
okay.
那个后面。
If you do spill something, quickly mop it up, yeah.
对，如果不小心打到了一些东西，请尽快的把它整理好。
So no red wine, no things that really stain the carpet. Yeah.
因为他们刚刚把这个地毯呢打扫干净了，所以我们不要留任何的污渍在上面。
Okay, those of you who may not have heard, there's a sister who's called Emma.
可能我们当中可能有部分人还不知道我们的一位叫 Emma 的姊妹。
All her life she's been struggling with disability.
她的生命当中出生呢就有很多的那些一些不方便的地方。
And we've been praying for her a long, long time.
从我们认识她以来就一直在为她祷告。
Unfortunately, she died in her sleep last week.
在刚刚过去的几天当中呢，她在她的睡眠当中过世了。
She's with Jesus.
我们相信他已经在主的怀抱当中。
It is very sad for us, especially for Aha.
可能对于我们众人来说很难过，特别是他的母亲阿哈姊妹。
All the prayers that we have sown.
对于我们所有我们为他的祷告。
I believe it's not going to be wasted.
我相信都在神面前不会被白白浪费。
Although it didn't happen in her life, the miracle.
可能那个神迹没有在世的那个日子发生。
But we believe those prayers will happen in other people's lives.
但我们相信这些祷告，希望在其他人的身上会发生。
Because of the prayer that we sown to Emma, we believe many will be healed.
我们相信我们在借着 Emma 的生命，我们所撒下的祷告的种子，会借着在其他人身上有这样的神迹发生。
So lift up Aha and family and for Emma's life.
我们把阿哈的姊妹和她的家人带到。
Lord Jesus, we are grateful for the life of Emma.
主，我们为 Emma 的生命，我们献上感恩。
Father, we've known her since she was a young girl.
但她在很年小的时候，我们就认识了她。
Father, we don't understand everything that happens in life.
主，那时候在我们生命中发生的所有事情，我们并不完全的明白。
But one thing we do know.
但是有一件事情我们知道。
You are sovereign.
就是你有绝对的主权。
You are in control.
你在掌权所有的事。
I lift up Aha and the family before you.
我们把阿哈和他的家人带到主面前。
That you will strengthen them.
求你亲自来加添力量给
他们。Grant them peace.
求你赐给他们从你而来的平安。
And may you be able to arrange the funeral and everything smoothly and according to your timetable.
主要按照你的旨意和你的时间来安排所有的那些葬礼和后事。
Father, we thank you for the life of Emma.
我们再次为 Emma 的生命献上感恩。
In her, Lord, we've learned humility.
在他的生命当中，我们见证了谦卑。
We've learned your love.
我们见证了主你的爱。
We know, O God, all the years of prayer over her life will not be wasted.
我们相信，在过去这么多年，在他生命中的祷告绝不会白费。
They will produce a harvest.
这个种子，祷告的种子会带来一个收成。
And we will see many creative miracles.
我们会见到那些被创造般的奇迹发生。
Because we believe you, Lord.
因为我们相信你，主。
So I commend her life before you.
主，我们再次把他的生命交在你手中。
And I ask you, God, to bless this congregation and bless Aha's family.
所以求你借此来祝福阿哈他家人的生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Last week I was talking about how sometimes we can misunderstand God's mercy for injustice.
甚至我们分享，当我们误解神的怜悯，当作神的成为神的不公义。
Sometimes we can say that God is unfair because He's merciful.
很多时候我们说神不公平，其实是神在施行怜悯。
Mercy is good.
怜悯是好的。
But sometimes we can misunderstand as that as being unfair.
但是很多时候我们会误解为神不公平。
Today I want to tackle another subject.
今天我会。在另外一个主题上跟大家分享。
Often we pray, Lord, why is this happening to me?
那时候我们常常会跟神祷告说，神啊，为什么这样事情会发生呢？
You see, many times we see things that we don't like, painful things happen in our lives, unfortunate things happen in our lives.
可能是我们的生命当中会发生我们不想见到那些不开心的甚至不幸的事情发生在我们生命中
or happening to others or happening in our world in our country
或者发生在别人身上会在我们所处的这个社会或者世界当中
and we often ask this question Lord why have you allowed these things to happen
所以我们常在主面前问这个问题说为什么你会允许这样的事情发生呢
we find a similar situation in Luke chapter 13 verse 1
我们在路加福音的十三章看到一个类似的情况。
There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices.
这里路加福音十三章一节说，正在那时，有些在场的人把比拉多使加利利的人血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉了耶稣。
So some people were asking Jesus during his time.Lord, why did God allow Pilate to mix the blood of with the Galileans in the sacrifice?
所以这个时候，那些众人呢，就在耶稣那个时代问他说：“主，为什么神会允许人把使比拉多的这个血呢掺杂在祭物当中呢？”
Something that is so unholy.
这是一个如此不圣洁的一件事。
That has happened to the Galileans, Lord. Why did you allow that to happen?
就是为什么发生在加利利的人身上的事为什么你会允许它发生呢
See, often we ask questions the same way as these people did to Jesus
好像我们跟那些当时那些人问耶稣那个情况很相似我们也常常质问神
so unfair
好像看上去很不公平的一件事
Why certain things happen? Why certain things don't happen?
为什么有些事情发生有些事情又没有发生呢
You see, what's astonishing is Jesus' reply
让我们很诧异的是主这里的回复。
You see, what we are looking for is an explanation.
那时候我们要等待的是一个答复，一个解释。
How many of you are like the people who are asking Jesus for answers? We want an explanation, Lord. Why is this happening to me? Or happening to my country? Or happening to my family?
我们是不是很像这些人一样呢？在质问神的时候，想要得到一个答案、一个解释，说为什么这个事情会发生，会发生在我们的国家，或发生在我们的身上呢
？And yet we expect God to give us a detailed explanation.
我们常期待神给我们一个有细节的一种解释，
详细的解释。And we wait and wait for such an answer.
我们会一直一直等待，要得到这样一个详细的一个解答。
It is fascinating to watch and listen to how Jesus replied to them.
当我们看到耶稣回答这些众人的这种方式，会让人很
Verse 2. And he answered them, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent...You will all likewise perish.
第二节，耶稣对他们说：“你们以为这些加利利人比其他的加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？我告诉你们，不是的。
Now,
你们若不悔改，都同样要毁灭绝。”
Not only Jesus did not give an answer, he gave a rebuke.
所以，与其给他们一个解释，神给的是一种斥责。
How many of you agree that does not?Align with your and my view of God. Surely he's loving. Surely he should give us an answer.
所以从耶稣的回答是不是跟我们对神那种期待和认知不同呢？他是有怜悯有爱的神啊，他应该给我们一个我们期待的这种答案呢。
In fact, Jesus not only did not answer, he said what he just said, and then he reinforced it.
所以主并不光没有给他们解释，而且他说了带有责备的话语之外，他还加了一句话。
Verse 4 and 5.
然后就是第四节和第五节。
Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them. Do you think that they're worse offenders than all others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
第四节说从前希罗亚楼倒塌压死了十八个人你们以为那些人是比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗我告诉你们不是的你们若不悔改都照样要灭亡
You see, those people there are arguing amongst each other. Why did the tower in Siloam fell and killed 18 people.
所以当时那个情况就是那些人他们在彼此议论纷纷说为什么西罗亚的楼倒他会压死这么多人呢
And in the society those days, the religious people would say, because they sinned.
所以根据当时那种情况那些宗教领袖他们就说哇他们会被压死因为他们犯罪了他们有罪。
Or because their family sinned.
或者说哦因为那些死的人他们的家人犯罪了。
Or some sort of ancestral curse.
或者一些那种家族的咒诅延续下来。
You see, in the church now, we are also thinking the same way.
可能在现今的一些教会当中，我们也常常带有这样的想法。
Looking for an explanation where God provides none.
当神没有给我们答案的时候，我们常常自己创造一些解释出来。
And people will produce books, and have television programs to explain to you why this good thing is happening and why bad things are happening. They seem to be the expert.And yet Jesus, the expert, gives no explanation.
所以圣经当现在有些人他们在借着出书写书或者电视上借着各样的节目告诉跟人家解释说为什么这些好事情发生不好的事情会发生他们感觉自己是专家但是耶稣作为我们的主却给了这样的一种回答。
And because we have a concept of God that is not quite right, we become disappointed with God.
因为当我们对主的认知不是很正确的时候，我们变得对主失望。
You see, the people there were expecting an explanation.
就好像当时那些人，他们遇到这个事的时候，他们是期待神给他们一个解释。
Jesus not only did not give an explanation,
主不仅没有给他们一个解释
，but gave them a warning.
还给他们一个警告。
You are fortunate.
他说：“你们是不幸，你们好，你们是幸运的。”
That.The tower didn't fall on your head.
就是那个楼没有倒塌在你们头上。
And that Pilate didn't mingle your blood.
所以他或者说那个比拉多没有把你的血掺在那个里面。
We are fortunate that the disaster didn't happen to us.
我们是好惨啊，没有那个事情没有发生在我们身上，灾难。
Like last week I said, we are glad that God sometimes seems like unjust.
所以我们应该很庆幸，有时候神看似好像不公平。
Because
不公义
if God is really, if you want justice every time when someone does anything wrong, then it's no one will be alive anymore.
如果你期待当每个人有人犯罪的时候，神都会有施行这个公义的时候，那可能这世上没有人可以存在了。
When I do something wrong, justice means I should be punished right now.
如果我做错的事情，那么如果施行公义，就是我要马上受到审判。
Because I sin against God, I should be.Punished by death right now.
如果我犯罪冒犯了神，那么我得到的惩罚就是马上被致死。
But because God is unfair,
但因为神看似不公
we're glad that He's unfair.
其实出于这个原因，可能我们有时候会庆幸说：“哇，还好神不公。”
Instead of punishing us, He shows us mercy.
与其来惩罚我们、审判我们，他给我们施行怜悯。
Instead of asking God.Why did these towers fall and kill these people? The right question is, I praise God that didn't fall on me.
所以与其问说为什么这个楼倒了，他压死了这些人，我们应该问那个问题说，哇，感谢神，这个楼没有倒在我身上，压死我。
There should be more disasters than we actually see on TV.
其实我们应该庆幸，可能我们现在应该经历更多，但是没有更多在电视上看到灾难发生。
The world should be even more chaotic.
这个事情可能应该比我们想象看到的更加混乱。
Our planet and universe is constantly trying to kill us.
我们的这个宇宙跟这个世界是尝试不断的想要制造毁灭。
You watch when a baby is born, everything is working against the baby from coming out and being alive.
当一个婴孩出生的时候，所有周围的环境都是各样的那种情况来抵制、来压抑这个婴孩的出生。
Every time, every winter, the viruses are trying to kill us.
在每到冬季的时候，那个病毒尝试有各样的疾病来袭击我们，要来侵害我们的生命。
Yet we're still alive.
但是感谢神，我们还活着。
The baby is still born.
那个婴孩仍然出生了。
Our world is still here.
我们的世界还存在。
Our family is still here.
我们的家人还在。
Amen. We are living under the mercy of God.
我们其实是活在神的怜悯之下。
You see, the question of why does a God allow suffering?
当我们问神问这个问题说神为什么允许我们有受
难 You see, whenever we ask the question, why, Lord?
当我们问神为什么有苦难的时候
It actually can be seen in two ways.
其实有我们可以从两个角度来看
Either we are accusing him,
要不就是我们在控告神
Or we are confused.
或者是我们很混乱。
The Bible uses the word perplexed.
就是
confused.
我们是很混淆的、混乱的状态。
We are perplexed because we don't understand what's happening.
当我们很混乱的时候，就是我们代表说我们不知道在发生什么事
情。Why did that building fall?
为什么那个楼会倒塌
？Why did Pilate do this kind of thing?
为什么比拉多会做这样不圣洁的事情
？Why is that event happening?
为什么这个事件会发生呢
We don't understand.
我们可能并不明白
You see, it is very normal when we go through suffering, when we ask why.
当我们经历苦难的时候我们问这个为什么这个问题好像看似很正常
It's okay to ask that question.
那么问这个问题也没什么问题
The only reason why you are asking that question is because you don't understand what's going on.
因为我们就正是因为我们不知道为什么会发生这样的事情，所以我们会问这
个
问题。
And when we are asking for an explanation, God doesn't give us an explanation.
所以当我们在求，很期盼神给我们一个解释的时候，我们又得不到这样的一个解释。
When we read the book of Job, Job does not know what's going on.
当我们在读约伯书的时候，约伯根本不知道为什么在他身上会发生这样的一个灾难。
I remember reading Job for the first time.
我记得我第一次读约伯记的时候
And I kept looking for the answer.
我就一直读一读一直翻一直翻希望可以找到一个答案
Until you get to chapter 42.
直到你读到最后一章42章的时候
Not only did God not give him an answer,
到最后大结局神不仅没有给他一个解释
He rebuked him.
并且要责备他
And then,God punished his three friends for trying to explain what's going on.
神还惩罚他约伯的三个朋友说尝试去解释这个情况。
At least the three friends were trying to give Job an explanation while God is silent.
因为这三个约伯的三个朋友尝试在神保持静默的时候帮助他去解释这个情况分析这个情况。
We got to be careful about not being Job's three friends, trying to explain to our friends,Even though it was good intention, but we could be giving a load of nonsense.
所以其实我们自己也要非常的小心，我们不要做约伯的朋友哈。那三个朋友就是虽然我们出于好意，但是我们可能给的那个建议会变成一种无稽之谈。
Job never got an answer.
约伯到最后都没有得到一个答案和解释。
He actually suffered a lot, but he never got an answer.
他受了很多的苦，但是最终都不明白为什么会受这样的苦。
All we see in chapter 4 was God commending Job. Was commending Job.
就是我们在第四章的时候，我们看到神当时还称赞约伯。
And rebuked his three friends.
然后四十二章，然后最后呢，其实是责备了他的
三个朋友。But when you analyze, and I tell you, go home and analyze from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 42.There's nothing about what their friends said, okay? There's any different from what Job said. They all said similar things.
所以如果我们回家仔细研读从第一章去到四十二章整本书再读一遍我们看到其实约伯和他三个朋友他们讲的东西呢没有什么大的区别。
Job was complaining.And gave explanations, so did his three friends.
所以约伯在埋怨神啊，投诉啊，然后给一个解释。同时，他的朋友也是说的很类似的话。
To me, I can't see any evidence of what did Job do right.
所以从那一章节当中，我看不到有什么证据证明说约伯做了什么对的事情。
If that's your conclusion, you read the book right.
如果这是你得到的答案呢？结论的话，说明你读对了，你理解对了。
In there.In that, that Job said anything that is correct, that is actually any different from his friends. They're all guilty of mistaken God.
所以其实从约伯所说的话和他朋友说的话其实没什么两样他们都是误解的神都是在埋怨投诉。
Yet there is something that Job had that made God commend him. There's something that the three friends did not have that made God rebuke them.
所以但是最后有一件事情约伯做了以致神来赞许他但是他三个朋友呢没有做到导致神去责备他们
I'll tell you the answer at the end of the sermon
我会在这个分享最后告诉我揭晓这个答案。
Meanwhile,
同时
，the problem is God did not give an answer.
其实到最后神都没有给一个答案。
Job, until the day he died, he didn't know what's going on.
可能到约伯最后去世的时候，他都想不通，都不知道为什么。
And in our lives, there will be our troubles, things that we've gone through. God will never explain to us. Even when he goes to heaven, he'll say, "Nope, I'm not going to explain to you."
所以可能在我们的生命当中我们经历一些困难也好一些苦难也好可能到最后神都不会告诉我们为什么甚至可能去到天堂神都可以保持不说
But that's the one thing we all want.
但这就是我们 很想知道的
All these people wanted.
这些人可能他们也想找一个找个究竟
When they ask Jesus,
当他们问主耶稣的时候
Why?
为什么
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
God never changes.
我们的神是没有不改变的神。
He's unlikely to give you an answer.
所以从这些过往的经历当中，我们可以看到，可能对于我们的经历，可能也可很大程度不会给我们一个解释。
If you ask too much,
如果你问太多次的话
，He may give you the same kind of answer.
他可能还是给你同样的一个答案。
Amen. But in order to understand that, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
让我们再看一下哥林多后书常识来明白
you see, Paul went through the same thing.
保罗可能也经历了类似的情况
He said, I'm perplexed.
他自己也很混乱
I need an answer.
啊、oh, 我也要想知道个答案哦
So he said, we are afflicted. Verse 8, chapter 4. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair.Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.
好，哥林多后书四章八到十节说，我们处处受困，却不被困住；内心困扰，却没有绝望；遭受迫害，却不被撇弃，击倒在地，却不致灭亡。我们身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也在我们身上显明。
You see, like Paul, precious in life crushes us.
所以，好像保罗一样，在生命中所受的压力和困难，把我们压倒。
Why are we crushed? Because of pressure.
因为那个生活的压力压住我们。
Pressure at work.
工在职场上的压力。
Pressure at home.
家里的压力。
Bills to pay.
很多账单要付。
Body being sick.
身体有疾病。
Noisy neighbor.
哇，邻居很多困扰，噪音。
Children are not behaving themselves.
孩子也不听话。
And you see, more and more pressure we are facing in our society today.
就在当今的社会当中，我们每天面对各种各样的困难和压力。
I certainly find now there's more pressure than I was younger.
我觉得。肯定现在我们遇到压力比我们可能年轻的时候遇到的压力还大。
You know, even if you have a six-figure salary nowadays, you're still poor.
现在就是你可能你的收入很高，但是你看似还是很贫穷。
It's because why? Because the tax man's take half of it. The council tax is going up. You know, more and more traffic wardens are trying to give you a ticket.
所以就虽然看是你的收入很高，但是政府要纳税，要收这个费那个费，然后哇，就是到头来你手上拿到还是很少。
And then when you're traveling on the underground, fares are going up.
然后你使用公共交通，那个各种车费呢也是在增加。
And when they don't go up, they go on strike.
如果他们没有那个车费不会加增的话，他们就罢工。
You understand? There's a lot of pressure.
每天面对很多压力。
You see.But then Paul said, but not crushed.
他说我们受困，但是不被困住。
Paul somehow saying, I've got a lot of pressure.
保罗也在说，我也受到很多的压力。
That is threatening my life.
那甚至来威胁我的生命。
But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I'm not crushed.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们说我们不被困住。
And all these afflictions is happening in my life. All these suffering that I'm going through, I don't understand why they're happening.
所以在我们生命中遇到的各种各样的困难和苦难，我也不知道为什么会发生。
So Paul was saying, I'm perplexed.
他说我很困扰。
See the word perplexed.
非常的困扰混淆。
He, the great apostle Paul, is human just like you and me. He's also asking the question, why?
所以大使徒保罗自己他也是一个人跟我们一样
Why have you allowed, Lord, I'm preaching the gospel. Why have you allowed so many afflictions to happen in my life?
说我为了你主你的名来传福音，为什么你会允许这么多的困难临到我呢？
The reason why we're perplexed is because we're looking for answers.
我们困扰的原因是因为我们想得到一个解释跟答案。
But look at what Paul's response is.
但保罗这里的反应是什么呢？
But I'm not driven to despair.
他说我却没有绝望。
I haven't given up.
我还没有放弃。
Even though I don't have the answers,
尽管我还没有得到这个答案。
I am not in despair.
我仍然不会绝望。
How many of us sometimes we're in despair?
有多少人我们觉得我们处在那种绝望的那种境界呢？
It's just too much going on. I've had enough, Lord.
你说神啊，真的我受够了，我受够了。
But Paul did not give up.
但是这里保罗没有放弃。
Here is why he's not crushed and he's not despair.
所以他受困但不被困住。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because in verse 9 he tells you the answer.
是因为在第九节他就告诉你这个答案。
Persecuted.
他遭受逼迫迫害。
But not forsaken.
但是知道他不被撇弃。
Not forsaken.
他没有被撇下撇弃。
Struck down.
他被击倒在地
but not destroyed.
但绝不会灭亡
Why?
为什么
Because God has never forsaken him.
因为神永远不会离弃我们
With Jesus, you can stand the pressure and not be crushed.
所以有主耶稣的帮助我们会受困但不被困住
With God's presence in your life, you may not have the answers, but you will not live in despair.
有神的同在在我们的生命当中就尽管你没有得到你想到的答案但你不致绝望
The answer is in Christ
答案就是在基督
The answer is God's presence in our lives
那么答案就是神在我们生命中的同在
And when God is with us
当神与我们同在的时候
Even when we ask the question why and don't get an answer
尽管我们问这个为什么但是没有得到答案的时候
We will not be in despair
我们仍然不致绝望
We will not be crushed
我们不会被
We are able to stand up.
我们仍然可以再一次站立起来。
And keep standing.
我们要站立得稳。
Because Christ is with me.
因为基督与我同在。
Because I have this earthen treasure, that I have this treasure from heaven that is in me.
因为我有那从天上的财宝在我的里面。
That's the answer.
这就是答案。
God has not forsaken him.
神从来没有撇弃我
们。No matter how he is suffering.
不管我们经历怎样的苦难。
Paul said, I am not struck down. I am not destroyed.
保罗说我击倒在地但我也不致灭亡。
We're still here.
我们仍然站立在这里。
We're still breathing.
我们仍然呼吸着。
We have recovered from our virus.
我们仍然从这个病毒当中恢复过来了。
We still have food on our tables.
我们仍然在桌上有供应。
The roof is still over our head.
我们仍然有一个住的居所。
We still have money even though the tax man tried to take it all.
虽然那个尝试那个纳税的人收很多的税但是我们仍然有积蓄。
Because God is with us.
因为我们的神与我们同在。
And that is why without God,
这就是为什么没有神的话
we will be crushed.
我们就会被灭亡
People in this life will be crushed.
所以在这个世上没有神的人他们会被困住
And that's why people are in despair.
所以很多人他们处在一种绝望的处境当中
And we call that suicide.
所以我们称为他们很多人选择自杀
We call that mental problems.
我们说他们走进那种精神病的状况
Because there is no hope.
因为对他们说没有盼望
That's why the enemy tried to kill, steal and destroy.
这就是我们的仇敌常常来偷去毁坏和杀戮
You can say to the devil you can do that but it won't work on me
对你可以对仇敌说你可以尝试但是你不 在我身上你行不通
Because God's presence is with me
因为神的同在就在我的里面
Even though I don't understand
尽管我不明白我的处境
I will not live without hope
但我不会没有盼望而活
Even though I'm afflicted
尽管我困扰
I will not be destroyed.
但我也不会灭亡
I will not be crushed.
我不致灭亡
I will not be struck down.
我不会击倒在地
I can stand up.
我仍然要重新站起来
Because God has not forsaken me.
因为神绝不会撇弃我
Amen.
Amen.
See, there is no shame as a Christian to suffer problems.
对基督徒来说，我们在生命中经历苦难和困难，并不是一件羞愧的事情。
Let's stop judging other Christians. When every time when they go through a bad patch, oh, there must be an ancestral curse. Oh, they must be sinning. You are thinking like the pagan world.
所以，当我们看到我们身边的其他的基督徒，他们经历一些苦难的时候，我们不要擅自的去论断他们，说他们是因为哦，生命中有一些咒诅啊，他们犯罪了等等等等。
You see, the disciples when they saw the in John saw the blind man, they said to Jesus, "Did their parents sin or did he sin?"
所以在约翰福音中，我们看到一个生来就瞎眼的人的时候，那些众人问那个耶稣说，这个人他犯罪呢，还是他的父母犯罪导致这样的情况呢？
You see, the disciple was saying things that the unbelieving world, the religious world would act, and not only the religious world, the pagan world will say those kind of words.
所以我们看到的是在那些宗教领袖甚至在那些拜偶像的那些那个世界当中系统当中他们所说的那种话语出来。
Amen. When something unfortunately happened in our lives, we tend to judge others saying they must have done something wrong.
所以当一些看似不幸的事情发生在人身上的时候我们尝试用这样的方法来定罪他们所以说他们有罪了。
That is the wrong way of looking at suffering according to scripture.
那么按照经文来讲，这是一种错误的方法来看待苦难。
Yes, we could suffer because of our sins.
是的，我们可能因为我们的罪还受苦。
Yes, we could suffer because of our wrongdoing.
我们也会因为我们所犯的错误来受到一些有些结果，承担一些后果。
But what happens if I've done none of that?
但是如果我没有做这些事情呢？
I can understand if I kill someone, then I'm going to be punished with jail.
那我可以理解，如果一个人你杀了人，那么当然你会受到被监狱的那种惩罚。
I can understand if I don't pay my tax, they're going to fine me, and it's going to be painful.
那么我可以理解，如果我没有按时纳税的话，那么我会受到这个罚单，那么这个会让我很痛苦。
We're not talking about that.
我们不是讲这样的一种。
We're talking about I've done nothing wrong.
我们讲的是我们什么都没有做。无缘无故
my brother, my sister done nothing wrong.
我们的弟兄姐妹可能没有做错什么事情。
But why is this happening?
但为什么会这么不好的事发生呢？
You see, Peter actually said that himself. In 1 Peter chapter 4.
那么在彼得可能也说过类似的话。
Verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15.
彼得前书四章十五到十六节。
But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief. Okay? If you suffer as a murderer and a thief, you sow what you reap.
所以你们中间不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶这些事来受苦。
We're not talking about you suffer because you're a murderer. You suffer because you've been stealing. I'm not talking about that. That is the consequence of your action.
我们这里不是讲说你因为这种刑事犯罪、杀人、偷窃这一犯罪而受苦。
Don't come to me and say, "Oh, Pastor, why is this happening?" I said, "What did you do?" All I did was steal something.
你不要来找我说，哦，牧师，我应该怎么做？我现在如果你说你偷了东西，那么肯定有那个结果了。
Why has God allowed the police to catch me?
你说为什么神会允许这个警察捉到我呢
？You think you know? I actually have people asking me to pray like that.
因为真的我有遇到有人叫我为他们这是祷告。
Pastor, please pray that when I drive home, God will keep the police away.
有人说啊、哦、牧师你为我祷告希望我驾车开车回家的时候让我不要遇到警察。
That the enemy can't catch me.
就是那个仇敌不能抓住我。
I said, why?
我说为什么呢
?Because I don't have a driving license.
你说啊因为我还没有拿到我的那个驾照。
I said, sister, I'm not sure whether God's going to answer my prayers.
我说啊、哦，这个姊妹，我不确定神能听我这样的祷告啊。
Do you see, brothers and sisters, if you are suffering, not because you're a murderer, not because you're a thief, then we're talking.
我们说的不是因为这种杀人、偷窃、这种犯罪这种而让自己受苦的事情啊。
Peter is not talking about that.
彼得也没有说这样的事情。
But let's read it again. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a meddler.
所以你们中间不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。
How many of us, if we're not guilty of that, then Peter is talking to you.
所以我们在这方面没有犯错的话，那彼得就不是在说我们了。
Then verse 16 is relevant to you.
那么十六节可能就与我们有关了。
Verse 16, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, let him glorify God in that name.
所以十六节说，若有人因是基督徒而受苦，不要引以为耻，倒要因这名而归荣耀给神。
So if you're not a thief,
所以你不是一个偷窃的人，
you're not a murderer,
你不是杀人放火的，
you're not an evil doer,
你不是作恶的人，
you're not a meddler,
你不是好管闲事的人。
And if you suffer,
但是如果你还是受苦的话，
and if you are a Christian,
但你又是基督徒，
Peter is saying, don't be ashamed.
彼得告诉我们不要因此而引以为耻。
Amen. Job is not a murderer.
那么约伯他不是杀人的人。
He's not a thief.
他不是小偷。
He's righteous.
他是义人。
And yet he suffered.
但是他也受苦了。
Peter is saying, don't be ashamed.
所以彼得说不要引以为耻。
Amen. So when we see a brother and sister suffering, don't be ashamed of them.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你们是因为这样的情况而受苦，不要觉得羞耻。
Peter said, let him glorify God.
彼得倒说要因这名而归荣耀给神。
In other words, if we suffer as a Christian, we can bring glory to God.
所以就是换言之，就我们基督徒在我们的受苦当中都可以归荣耀给神。
You see, we see suffering as completely negative.
因为我们常常把受苦这件事看得很负面的一件事。
And yet we know, even in the natural world, sometimes suffering is good for us.
可能但是很多时候因为这种受苦反而变成一种好事。
The Bible actually sees suffering. When we suffer as a Christian,Suffering brings redemption.
圣经说我们因为我们为主的名而受苦的时候，这种受苦会带来拯救。
Christianity is born out of suffering.
我们基督徒也是因为从苦难当中的得救。
We are saved because Christ suffered.
我们得救是因为基督为我们受苦。
We hear the gospel because someone suffered to tell you about Jesus.
我们能听到福音是因为有人为福音的缘故受苦了。
The spread of Christianity for the last 2,000 years has never been easy. Many died, many persecuted, many suffered.
所以在过去2000年这个福音的传播并不容易，很多人为此的缘故受苦舍命被逼迫。
The Bible does not see suffering like the way we see suffering.
在圣经中看待受苦与我们看待受苦是迥然不同的。
It's not nice.
并不是件好的事情。
Jesus said, if it's possible, let this cup be taken away from me.
因为主自己都祷告，如果可以，可以把这个那个杯离开我。
He struggled. He said he was sweating drops of blood.
耶稣自己说他自己都极度的忧愁，他的流汗如血滴。
But it was necessary.
但这个苦受苦是必经之路。
His suffering will bring redemption to us.
因为他的受苦为我们带来救赎。
When we see our child, going to school, doing homework, crying, because it's painful.
当我看到我们的孩子去上学，回来要做作业，要复习各种的压力的时候，是好像很痛苦的一件事情。
Do we say to our child, it's okay, tomorrow you don't have to go to school?
但你会不会这样对你孩子说啊？这么辛苦的话，明天就不用上学了。
Oh, too painful.
哎呀，太痛苦了。
You don't ever have to go to school anymore.
哎呀，因为这么痛苦，你就再不用上学了，不用上学，不去学了。
But why do we carry on? Say, come on.
但是我们为什么还要总是都说鼓励他们继续坚持，继续去呢
？More pain.
啊，就是更多的痛苦。
Amen. When an athlete wants to win, it's painful.
当一个运动员想要赢得比赛的
时候，要经过 Every day going to training is painful.
每天去训练都是经过一个很痛苦的过程。
When a child gets infected, it's painful.
当孩子受到感染的时候，很痛苦。
Even if our bodies get infected, it is painful.
就好像我们的身体被病毒感染，都会有一个痛苦的过程。
But without it, we will not naturally grow strong.
但是如果没有这个痛苦的过程的话，我们也不能自然的强壮起来。
Even nature tells us That suffering is not how we see it.
竟然的自然规律都告诉我们，其实有时候受苦并不是我们眼中觉得是很负面、很坏的事情。
We know it.
我们其实知道。
And yet we try to live life pain-free.
但是我们既然懂这个道理，但是我们想我们的生命是啊、哦、没有痛苦的一个神生。
Amen. You may as well get up every day and take a tranquilizer.
你不如每天早上起来就是麻醉自己好了。
And then you'll be pain free.
那么你吃了这个麻醉，打了麻醉药以后，你就
What happened if you see somebody like that?
不痛不痒的人生呢，叫无痛的
they are
无痛人生。
They are called zombies.
真的无痛的人生就是僵尸。
Amen.
僵尸。
You see, brothers and sisters, even in nature.Nature does not see suffering like the way we see it.
就按照自然的定律，其实我们都看到那个定义痛苦的那种方式跟我们
理解不同。So the first thing we need to change is to see suffering from the biblical point of view.
所以我们需要从圣经的角度来正确的理解这个受苦。
Again, let me labor. I'm not talking about murderers, thieves, people who do evil. I'm talking about good, normal people.
所以我再次强调，我们不是说因为我们的坏行为导致那个受苦的结果，而是说一个义人，一个好人，没有做错事的人。
So in other words, if God allows these things to happen in our lives,
所以如果神允许这样的事情发生在我们的生命当中，
we can see in two ways.
我们可以有两个方法来看。
From a biblical point of view,
从圣经的角度来看。
And this is reiterated in Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5.
所以罗马书五章三到五节。
This is reinforcing how Scripture sees suffering.
这再次用圣经角度来定义苦难。
More than that, we rejoice in our suffering.
我们在患难中也要欢欢喜喜。
Paul must be crazy.
人说哇，保罗写这句话是不是？有问题啊，怎么会这样讲？
No.
并不是。
Say that to a mother who's giving birth.
如果你跟一个正在生产的母亲，你说
Oh, rejoice in your pain.
那是啊，在你的生产的痛苦当中，你要去欢喜哦。
You see, the only reason why Paul can say rejoice in your suffering is because he can see the end result. He can see the fruit.
因为保罗为什么可以说出在患难中也要欢喜的这个金句，就是因为他看到了患难之后的那个结果。
But if we can't see it,
但是如果我们看不到那个出路的时候，
then we are perplexed.
我们就非常的困扰了。
Then we are in despair.
我们就极度的绝望了。
But if we can see it,
但如果我们可以看到呢？
If we can understand it,
我们可以明白这个道理的话，
if God allows that.
如果神允许这个事发生，
And Scripture does provide some answers.
那么这个圣经也告诉我们一个解决的方法。
Even when God does not explain, sometimes He has left some answers in the Bible.
就算神有时候没有实时的告诉我们这个解释一个答案，但是我们的圣经中找到答案。
And when we do have some explanations,
当我们真的有一些解释的时候，
it's like a mother giving birth to a child.
就好像一个母亲在生产一个孩子出来。
It's worth it.
是一切的值得的。
Amen. Therefore, we can also say rejoice.
所以就是因为这样子，我们可以说要欢喜。
The exam was hard and painful, but rejoice.
这个考试很痛苦、很困难、不容易，但是要欢喜。
Knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame.Because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于落空，因为神的爱已借着所赐给我们的圣灵浇灌在我们心里。
So first and foremost, Scripture is trying to tell us we do not suffer for no reason.
所以首先圣经告诉我们，我们的患难不是平白无故的。
If God allows us to suffer,
如果神允许我们经历这个苦难，
that suffering will not destroy us.
那么这个苦难一定不会毁灭我们。
You may not understand it, but it won't bring you to despair.
就算我们的那个时当下不明白为什么，但是不会让我们绝望。
That can we can be reassured.
这一点我们可以有一个确定。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
As long as God is with us,
只要神与我们同在。
Any suffering won't kill us.
任何的患难都不让我们不至于死。
It doesn't matter how that suffering came about.
那么我们不管这个苦难是如何来的。
Whether it came through our wrongdoing or what.
不管是从我们自己犯的错还是什么样的途径来。
Because God can still use it.
因为神仍然可以使用这样的一个环境。
Use our mistakes.
甚至使用我们的一些错误。
Or use the devil's attack.
甚至使用仇敌给我们的攻击。
Or use other people's attack.
甚至说他人别人给我们的一些攻击。
Or use the problems of this country.
或者是使用一些我们处在这个国家的一些问题。
You see, when we look at suffering, the most important principle is that God is sovereign.
当我们看待一个患难的一个最重要的一点是要知道神是有绝对的主权。
Amen? Because he's sovereign, it doesn't matter what happens. That's why he does not need to explain to anyone. Because he's sovereign. He's looking over Job. He's sovereign. He, as long as he knows what's going on, that's all that matters.
所以就是因为神的绝对的主权，很多时候他不需要向我们解释，在他的主权当中，只要他知道在发生什么事情，他对约伯也不需要给一个解释和答案。
Even if God gave us the explanation, what can we do?
就有时候，就算神给我们答案，我们又能做什么呢？
Even we know, even when we have all the answers and all the knowledge, what can we do?
就是很多时候我们得到了这样的一个解释答案或者知识，我们又能做什么呢？
Can you really effectively change anything?
你可以更有效的使用你所知道的东西改变这个情况吗？
Job doesn't need to know why he's suffering because God is sovereign.
约伯不需要知道他为什么受这样的苦，因为神是绝对的主权。
That's why, brothers and sisters, when we go through a bad patch, we got to remember one thing: He is in charge.
所以，当我们每一个人经历一些难处的时候，我们一定要记住神在掌权。
Because He's in charge.
因为他掌权。
I will not be crushed.
我不会被击倒在地。
I will not be in despair.
我不会陷入绝望。
I will not be forsaken.
我不会被撇弃。
I will not be struck down.
我一定不会击倒在地。
If you're not a Christian,
如果你还不是基督徒，
you will be crushed.
那可能你就会遭受这样的一个击倒，
you will be in despair.
你就会陷入在绝望当中。
You will be forsaken.
你会感到那种被抛弃的
感觉。And you will be struck down.
你一定会被击倒在地，很痛苦。
Because the enemy is here to kill, steal, and destroy.
因为撒旦魔鬼的目的就是来偷窃、杀戮和毁坏。
But because he is sovereign.
但因为我们的神是有绝对的主权。
Because we are his children.
也因为我们是他爱的儿女。
He said, my burden is light.
神主说我的担子是轻省的。
My yoke is easy.
我的轭是容易的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That infection won't kill you. It will strengthen you.
所以这样的一个苦难反而不能致死你，反而要加强你。
God will use the suffering to purify us.
神会用让我们经过这样的苦难的时候，让我们得以成圣。
To make us stronger.
让我们在他的信心更加的加强。
It's there to polish us.
他是在那炼净我们。
Not to punish us.
不是在惩罚我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Because he's sovereign.
因为他是有主权。
Because God is so confident.
神有如此大的一个信心。
He can even use the very thing that we try to avoid.
他会甚至用一些我们努力避开的一些事情。
The thing that we run away from.
那些我们尝试要避开的、离开的事情。
The thing that we pray every night, Lord, don't let it happen.
那些我们可能整日整夜祷告说不要让这样的事情发生。
The thing that we fasted over and over again.
甚至我们在禁食当中一次来祈求的事情。
Yes, he still let it happen.
但是，尽管这样，神还是让它发生。
He is sovereign.
因为他是有主权的。
He is so confident about himself.
他对他自己有如此大的一个信心。
He's so confident about you.
他对我们也有如此大的信心。
He knows you won't be dead.
他知道我们经历这样的境况以后也不至于死。
Even if you are dead, he will raise you from the dead.
就算我们死了，他仍然会让我们死里复活。
God knows that we can survive this.
神知道我们有这样能力，能承担这一切。
Even though I'm perplexed.
所以保罗说我虽然我困扰。
Are you like him? I'm perplexed.
我们是不是也像保罗一样很纠结很困扰。
But I'm not in despair.
但是我不是处于那种绝望的情况。
Are we able to say with Job in chapter 13 verse 15?
我们好像跟约伯在约伯记的十九章跟约伯同说。
Now I'm coming towards the answer because I'm coming to the conclusion now.
好，我马上要进入答案了哈，进入
到最后了。What is it that makes Job different from his friends?
是什么让约伯和他其他三个朋友不同呢
？In verse 15, he said, "Though he slay me, I will hope in him; yet I will argue my way to his face."
他说：“这里约伯记十三章十五节说，看哪、啊，他要杀我，我毫无指望。然而，我还要在他面前辨明我所行的。”
Is he like Paul? Like Job? We can say, Lord, I don't know what's going on.
就像约伯一样，我跟说主说，我不知道发生什么事情。
Even if God is trying to kill me.
就像我觉得好像神要置我于死地。
Because it feels like that.
因为就好像那种感觉，我要被置于死地的感觉。
Yet I will hope in Him.
但仍然我要在他里面有指望。
Why is it that he's able to say that?
为什么他有这样的讲出这样的话呢
What makes Job different from his three friends?
是什么让他与他的三个朋友不同呢
What is it that Paul's got that we don't have?
为什么保罗口中这个神我们没有
What is the key to be enable these great men and women to go through such fire?And yet, they come out in, it's still strong and still standing before God.
是什么样的一个秘诀要让这些在神面前伟大的这些仆人他们经过那种巨大的火的试炼仍然站立得稳在神面前强壮
Job's wife said, curse God and die!
然后约伯的朋友说啊，你咒诅神死了吧
What a wife!
哦，他的妻子对他说：“你不如去诅咒你的神，然后死去。”怎么样的一个妻子说这样的话
？Glasses not like that.
我感谢神，我的妻子不是这样子。
Because many times at home, I go, Lord, why? And she can hear me.
那每次我在家里跟神在神面前质问神的时候，他都听得到我这样说。
I'm so glad Suzanne said, "Hey, just curse God and die la."
感谢神，我的太太没有这样的说。哎，你不咒诅你的神死了吧？
I'm so glad she's not like that.
我很庆幸她不是这样的人，我没有这样的妻子哦。
You see, what makes Paul, Job, that a bit more further than us? They managed to gain one thing.
所以为是什么让保罗这样，保罗好像约伯这样的人，他们好像比我们更深的认识神一点呢？是什么秘诀呢？
Job chapter 29 verse 4 gives us the answer.
在约伯记的二十九章告诉我们这个答案。
Job is able to go through his suffering because of his friendship with God.
约伯能经历住这个苦难，是因为他在壮年的时候与神的这个关系。
He is a friend of God.
他是神的密友。
His three friends were religious.
那么他的三个朋友就是那很宗教仪式的。
They have all the answers.
他们看似有很多答案。
But they don't have the friendship like Job has.
但他们却没有好似约伯与神的这种关系。
What will keep you, me, that we will be able to endure, that we will be able to go through all the things that the world and all the enemy have to throw against us and all the affliction is our friendship with God.
所以是什么让你我们可以去享受甚至经过走过那个整个世界仇敌向我们投来这些患难的时候是我们与神的关系
That's why Job says in verse 4 chapter 29 As I in my prime He's thinking about in his best years He said When the friendship of God was upon my tent When the Almighty was yet with meWhen my children were all around me.
约伯记二十九章四到五节说，在我壮年的时候，约伯在回忆他在年纪既盛的时候，他说：“神亲密的情谊临到我的帐篷中，全能者仍与我同在，我的儿女都环绕我。”
That's why he's able to say, though he may slay me, I will hope in him, Because he's a friend. God is a friend.
所以就是尽管他觉得好像神要置他于死地，但他仍然说我可以在主里面有盼望，是因为他在壮年的时候与神的这个亲密的关系。
That's why Paul is not going to be crushed. That's why he's not going to be despair. Because God is a friend.
所以就是对于使徒保罗一样的，就算他不被困住，他不致陷入绝望的境况，是因为他是神的朋友。
Jesus said, I no longer call you servant, I'll call you my friend.
主对我们说，我不再称你为我的仆人，我称你为我的朋友。
How many of you and me want to be God's friend?
有多少人想成为神的朋友呢？我们想被称为神的朋友呢？
Friendship with God is the key to be able to overcome affliction.
所以与神的这种亲密的关系是我们胜过我们患难和苦难的一个秘诀。
When you're God's friend,
当我们是神的朋友的时候，
the enemy can't crush you.
仇敌不能击倒我们。
And that's why, brothers and sisters, when times are good,
所以弟兄姊妹，当一切顺利的时候，一切顺境当中，
don't be prideful.
一定不要陷入骄傲
当中。Thinking that all the success is due to your hands.
不要觉得这一切的丰盛、成功、顺遂都是因为你的缘故。
But humble yourself.
但一定要谦卑你自己。
And get to know God.
来切切的来认识这位神。
Because you will need His friendship.
因为当你之后可能会需要与他的这种关系。
Amen. When we grow old.
当我们年老的时候。
When we are weak.
当我们可能甚至软弱的时候。
When we are afflicted.
当我们在患难之中的时候。
We will be so glad that God is our friend.
我们会很庆幸神与我们是朋友。
Amen. Let's pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父，我们感谢你。
That the Lord Jesus Christ is our friend.
我们的主耶稣是我们的亲密的朋友。
That in all the troubles that we may go through,
在我们所经历的可能所有的患难之中，
He calls us friend.
你来称呼我们为你的朋友。
So today, O God, we want to acknowledge your love.
所以主啊，今天我们要来认定主你对我们的爱。
We want to acknowledge your kindness.
我们谢谢主你对我们的良善。
We may be going through things that we do not understand.
我们可能来经历一些我们不能明白的一些光景。
But we hold on to the friendship of God.
但我们要紧紧抓住与主你的这个亲密的关系。
Lord, you are my friend.
主啊，你是我亲密的朋友。
You are my friend.
你是我的知己。
You say that in your own heart.
让我们在心中做这样的
祷告。Lord, you are my friend.
主啊，你是我的密友。
You are my friend.
你是我的知己。
You are my friend.
你是我的朋友。
And your friend will not let you down.
主啊，这位朋友不会让我们失望。
He is sovereign.
你是有绝对的主权。
He is God.
你是那位神。
Hallelujah. Father, I just pray for my brothers and sisters.
哈利路亚，主为我们的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Some of us may be going through some really tough trials and tribulation.
我们当中可能有些人经历一些真的很艰苦的一些试炼和困难。
No matter what happens, Lord.
不管发生什么事。
No matter how perplexed we are.
不管我们经历觉得自己多么的困扰。
We are not people of despair.
我们不是会陷入绝望的人。
We're not going to be crushed.
我们不会被困住。
We're not going to be struck down.
我们不会被击倒在地。
Because you don't forsake us.
因为你绝不会离弃我们。
Because you are our friend.
因为你是我们亲密的朋友。
And like Job,
就好像约伯一样。
Without understanding,
尽管我们不明白。
We too can say,
我们仍然要说。
I will hope in you.
我要在你里面有盼望。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Let's stand.
Amen. 让我们赞美起来。
耶和华是岸，让我安歇青草溪水边，神领我行潮汐中的游玩，共度每一天。耶和华是岸，在困境中他保守定力，神为我摆设丰盛的恩典，再为难也不改 世界。
That the Spirit of the Lord wants to speak to people's hearts.
我感觉神的灵要对我们当中有些人说话。
So I ask you to be patient.
请你耐心的等候。
And let the Holy Spirit come.
让圣灵临到我们当中。
Let Him touch your heart.
来触摸我们的心。
Let Him release you.
让圣灵来释放你。
Father, right now, Lord, I ask your hand to come upon us heavily.
主求你的手来触摸。
To release us, Lord.
来释放我们。
To heal us, Lord.
主来医治我们。
Don't let anyone disturb.
让我们专注在耶稣身上，不要受其他的人影响。
Hallelujah.Just don't let the lady there disturb you.
不要让我们其中一个姊妹来影响到你，让我们专注在神
当中。 Let God speak to your heart now.
打开我们的心，让圣灵对我们说话。
Let he undo all the lies of the enemy.
让把所有仇敌的谎言都拆毁。
God has not forsaken you.
神没有撇弃你。
The disasters and the affliction that's happening over your life is nothing to do with you, your sins.
在你生命中发生的一些看似灾难或者患难，并不是因为你所犯的错和罪过。
What matters is God is with you.
最重要的一点是神与你同在。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
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 Father, right now, Lord, I ask you to release us, Lord.
主奉耶稣名，求你现在来释放我们。
From the power and the lies of the enemy.
从仇敌的谎言和捆绑当中释放我们。
And we break the yoke.
我们来打破一切的捆绑。
We break the lies.
我们打破一切的谎言。
Lord, set us free now.
主啊，求你来释放我们。
Be released in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名得释放。
Let the yoke be broken.
让那个轭被斩断。
Right now,
现在
Father, Lord, for everyone here,
主啊，我们现在里的每一个人
that you awaken us, Lord,
求求你来唤醒我们
to understand that the Scripture tells us that God loves us,
让我们明白神你所告诉我们的神你爱我们
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Father, right now, Lord, people who are listening online, you can be free as well.
让我们在网上听到的弟兄姊妹，你今天同样能领受这个释放。
Be broken.
奉耶稣名被打破。
The enemy's yoke is broken.
仇敌在你生命当中的轭和捆绑要被打破。
And let the Lord heal you.
让神亲自来医治你。
And let him make you whole.
让神来修复你。
God is your friend.
神是你亲密的知己。
The friendship of God is what you need.
与耶稣这个亲密的关系是你所需要的。
You need to trust him.
你要来信靠他。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, grant us the strength.
主求你赐给我们力量。
To overcome every weakness.
Yes, Lord. 来胜过我们一切的软弱。
To overcome every affliction.
来胜过我们一切的患难。
We thank you, Jesus.
我们谢谢你主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你主。
Continue to receive.
继续来领受 Hallelujah.
Speak to the Lord through your heart.
在你心中来对主说话 Hallelujah.
Lord, set me free.
主求你来释放我。
Let me believe you.
帮助我来信靠。
Let me trust you.
让我来依靠你主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why this year is full of hope.
这一年将成为有盼望的一年。
Don't look at this year with despair.
不要觉得这一年是充满绝望的一年。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
God is with you.
神与你同在
Hallelujah Jesus
Hallelujah
Jesus
Oh 耶稣
Jesus
Hallelujah Hallelujah
Jesus we worship you Lord
主啊我们来敬拜你主
We worship you Lord
我们敬拜你我们的神
Jesus
Hallelujah Hallelujah 耶稣
Jesus
Hallelujah 我们需要你耶稣 Hallelujah
Jesus Jesus is King
耶稣你是王
He is Sovereign
你是绝对的主权
He is in charge.
主，你是完全的掌权的神。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
荣耀要归于你。
Glory to God.
荣耀归于你。
Glory to God.
荣耀归于你。
God is in charge.
神，你在掌管我们的生命。
God is in charge.
哦，主，你在掌管一切。
Thank you, Jesus.
我们谢谢你，主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你，主。Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, I worship you. Worship, honor, and adore your lovely name. Jesus, I worship you. Lord of Lord and King.I worship you from a thankful heart I sing.
Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Worship, honor, and adore your lovely name. Jesus, I worship you, Lord of lords and King of kings. I worship you from a thankful heart. I see. Worship you.
Just worship him.
Worship, honor, and adore your lovely name. Jesus, I worship you. Lord of lords and kings.
Lord be blessed and amen. Please be seated.
Amen.
The service is closed. If you need prayer, come forward.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们聚会到此结束，神祝福大家。如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面，谢主。